Hello, Superhero Deep Dive fans. It is a new episode of Superhero Deep Dive. As always, I am your host, Jason, and I promise I will never give you up. I will never let you down. Yeah. Okay, anyways, I have a new episode scheduled for today with someone that is very, very obscure. Someone not well known at all. I'm kind of excited to talk about her, and we'll get into it. Let me get my disclaimers in. The information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on Twitter or Instagram under Super Deep Dive, and I try to use a hashtag Superhero Deep Dive. You can catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive, where you can comment, like, subscribe, share, hit that notification bell. I don't know, all that good stuff. We have conversations, and it'd be great. YouTube is probably like one of the better places to catch me. And you can email me directly if you'd like, which a lot of you seem to do. My email address is b4itall@yahoo.com. Okay, so I'm going to be talking about Day Tripper. What a name, right? She's actually the girlfriend of Nightcrawler, and that's how she came up with her name, Nightcrawler Day Tripper. There you go. At one point, she even had a matching outfit for him. So, who am I talking about? I'm talking about Amanda Sefton, the Day Tripper. She is the, her other name that she's also known as is Jimaine, J-I-M-A-I-N-E. I don't know if it is like Hungarian or Romanian or French or what, and if I am pronouncing it wrong. If I am, how do I pronounce it correctly? Let me know in the comments or email me something. But her mother is also Margali. They are witches. When Nightcrawler joined the X-Men, Jimaine eventually followed him to the U.S., assumed the identity of Amanda Sefton, took a job as a flight attendant, and became Nightcrawler's girlfriend. When Margali attacked the X-Men, believing Nightcrawler to have been responsible for the death of Steven Sardos, which is her son, Jimaine's brother, Amanda revealed herself as Jimaine, convinced her mother to let Kurt live, and resumed her on-and-off relationship with him. The relationship broke apart when Kurt suffered a severe case of self-doubt following an encounter with the Beyonder upon the latter's arrival on Earth. So much later, in need of her magical abilities, Nightcrawler called his former girlfriend Amanda Sefton to aid Excalibur. For dramatic reasons, I love how they write this. For dramatic reasons, she chose to adopt the name Day Tripper, playing on Kurt's codename Nightcrawler. She presented herself in a new costume, and once familiarized with the problem at hand, Amanda did the best she could to help Megan and Rachel Summers locate the lost Captain Britain in the time stream. But as they made contact, they only achieved to exchange Captain Britain for Rachel, who entered the time stream in his place to emerge in some distant future. Following this incident, Kurt and Amanda traveled to Germany, where her mother Margali had been taken captive by despair. So maybe they're German. I don't know. I don't know how. I feel like I'm mispronouncing the name, but let me know. Anyways, as Kurt wondered how much. Oh my gosh. Okay, let me try this again. As Kurt wondered how such a powerful sorceress could be held captive against her will, Day Tripper explained that the Winding Way is not only a mystic discipline, but it also functions like a journey with ups and downs. Currently, Margali was at a low point and powerless, or else despair could have never defeated her. The pair rescued their mother, and Amanda returned with Kurt to Excalibur. Back on Muir Island, Amanda was the only one who recognized that the team scientist Rory Campbell was the man destined to become the future mutant hunter Ahab, but she promised him to keep her knowledge secret and offered to be there for him whenever he would need her. Now, around this time, she suffered a mystical telepathic attack on the plane while taking a shift under her air hostess job. It involved the late, or the it involved the fate of the Black Queen. Okay. So she knows this kid, or she knows this guy is gonna be like a big mutant hunter. And she's like, it's okay, I'll keep your secret. That's such a moral dilemma. Like, if you saw this guy and you knew that he was gonna be responsible for all these atrocities, would you do something about it? You know, I don't know, you know, because if you stop him before he does any of this stuff, then you're the bad guy, right? But if you just let nature take its course, then are you responsible for all those deaths or injuries at his hands? You know, could you warn him and be like, look, dude, if, you know, be careful with what you're doing. This is what your future has in store for you, but you can prevent it. Would that work? You know, I mean, that's probably what I would do. I'd probably warn him and be like, dude, this is happening. You need to change your course. So maybe she did the right thing as far as like keeping it a secret and being like, hey, I'm here if you need me to help you steer away from this. I don't know. What would you do? Because that's a really good question. Now, after Excalibur had been attacked by opposing sorcerers trying to acquire the soul sword of the deceased Ilyana Rasputin, which she came back. You can find out on the deep dive I did of her. Amanda convinced Shadowcat to give her magic soul sword for safekeeping. Amanda thought it best to hand the sword over to her mother. However, only too late did Amanda realize that she was tricked by her own mother, who wanted the soul sword to kill all those ahead of her on the winding path. Wow, her mom's like a Karen. Alright, so maybe Margalie is German for Karen. I don't know. Anyway, even though she had never been more powerful, it wasn't enough for Margalie. And so in disguise, she joined the London Hellfire Club as their Red Queen, preceding their plan to destroy London and take over Britain. Shortly after helping to defeat her mother and the Hellfire Club, Amanda left Excalibur without even telling Nightcrawler. In fact, it was not Amanda who had made that decision, but Margalie who had taken over her body. Upon her defeat among the Hellfire Club, Margalie had been captured by the villain sorcerer Belasco and been tortured in his realm, from where she secretly switched minds with her daughter so that she could recuperate and win back her freedom and her position on the Winding Way. Eventually, Margalie, using Amanda's body, made her way back to Limbo, where mother and daughter switched back and defeated Belasco with Nightcrawler's help. Margalie apologized for exposing her daughter to such danger, but then quickly left. Man, she is like a terrible mom. Alright, only after she was gone, Amanda realized that with both her and Belasco gone, there was no one left besides her capable enough to take over as Limbo's new ruler. To leave the dimension unguarded seemed too dangerous, given that several demons could have used its stepping disc to invade Earth. It was during that time that Amanda was forced to thwart Belasco and Nagari's takeover of Limbo and Earth, where she was forced to conceal her identity from her closest friends until the end of the battle, where those who had not already worked out that she was not Ilyana learned of Amanda's new role. Following that, Amanda rallied together the rulers of all the other various dimensions of Hell to unite them in a common goal, the preservation of Hell. Now, during this time, she had taken on the name Magic to try to get people to think that it was Ilyana Rasputin. I don't include that in any of her aliases because it was done for a very specific reason and then quickly relinquished when it was found out. So if you ever look up information, you see like she was called Magic. That's the reason why. It was just a very temporary thing. Deliberately, she did it to try to kind of preserve the peace for whatever piece that may have been there. All right. Amanda had also mastered the ability to magically control the stepping disc of Limbo, just like Belasco did before her, and practiced to wield the Soul Sword. During one of Nightcrawler's trips to Limbo, Amanda secretly hid the powerful Soul Sword in Kurt's body, thinking it was safe there, since his soul was the purest that she could find. There was a shift in the cosmic balance, powerful forces at work, and one thing they were after was the Soul Sword. And indeed, not much later, Amanda was attacked and overpowered by Nightmare. She was rescued by the timely arrival of her mother, Margali, and together, mother and daughter found out that Nightmare had been manipulated into attacking them by someone else. Amanda and Margali immediately sought out Nightcrawler to warn him, but upon their arrival, the Demon Hive revealed himself and took over the body of Nightcrawler's teammate, Wolverine. Gradually, the demon's essence was disrupted by the Soul Sword, though not before he revealed that there is a major war coming, one that has been brewing for a millennium, and that the entire Sardos family factor very importantly into it. Amanda resurfaced in New X-Men when she plunged out of a dimensional portal in a blast of flaming energy and landed in a small German village. She pleaded, "Help me, someone please, he's back." Amanda was driven out of Limbo after being overwhelmed by an invasion led by Belasco. Although she had fought and defeated him in the past, Belasco now appeared more powerful, and without the Soul Sword, Amanda was no match. She assisted New X-Men Hellion and Surge, as well as ONE Sentinel Operative and former mutant Lex, in finding students that were kidnapped by Belasco. The students were saved due to Ileana Rasputin usurping control of Limbo, and once the heroes were teleported back to Xavier's school, through Amanda, found Limbo, once the heroes were teleported back to Xavier's school, though, Amanda found Limbo to be sealed off from her. While Pixie has stated that she has been approached by both Amanda and Doctor Strange about furthering her magical tutelage when she comes of age, Amanda's whereabouts remain unknown for some time, but she was recently mentioned by Cyclops in the aftermath of Second Coming, where he was writing her a letter of condolence over the death of Nightcrawler. After Nightcrawler's resurrection, because they all resurrect, and some period of readjustment, he sought out Amanda for a romantic reunion. But then Amanda was also kidnapped, or was almost kidnapped by a villain named Trimega. After Nightcrawler and his Bamps subdued Trimega, he chose to grant Amanda and Margali sanctuary in the Jean Grey School for Higher Learning. But then, an army of Trimegas descended upon the school. During the battle, it turned out that Margali was actually Trimega's creator, not curator, and had orchestrated the attack in order to gain knowledge of how to cross into the afterlife. Armed with that knowledge, Margali opened a portal whose existence would endanger reality. Because don't they all? They all endanger reality at some point. In order to stop her scheme, Nightcrawler and Amanda attempted to pass the gate, but Nightcrawler's voluntary exile from heaven barred him from entry, stranding Amanda alone in the void. There they met again when Nightcrawler, finally stabbed in combat by the Crimson Pirates, was intercepted by Amanda at an interim station between life and death, who successfully encouraged him with some assistance from Wolverine and Phoenix to return to the land of the living. How much convincing does it take? Like, you're barred from heaven, so you're stuck here in nothingness forever. Why don't you just come back to the land of the living? You're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Okay. You know, like, there shouldn't be that much convincing. But what a history, right? Like, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of kind of twists and turns with her. She's constantly a background character in a lot of the, even in her own story, she's treated like a background character. At least that's what I'm seeing. But what do you think? Let me know in the comments. Like I said, you can reach me on Twitter, Instagram under Super Deep Dive. I try to use a hashtag Superhero Deep Dive. And catch me on email with B4itall@yahoo.com, Or you can catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive, where you can comment, like, subscribe, share. If you have fun facts you'd like to share, if you have twists or turns, anything I may have missed that you feel is important, please share it. If you have requests for future episodes, if you have different takes on the character that you would like to see, let me know. Let's have a conversation, because I love getting you guys' feedback as well. But as always, be respectful. That's all I really ask. Because even if you disagree with me, that's fine. That's more than fine. Just be respectful. All right, let's get into her powers. Now, Amanda is a sorceress following the path of the Winding Way. Her power changes in its levels, waxing and waning over time, allowing her to summon such powers as teleportations, illusions, shape-changing, force bolts, hypnotism, and the manipulation of other mystical forces. When she becomes the Sorceress Supreme of Limbo, Amanda began wielding the powerful Soul Sword. While she couldn't access the full power of the sword, she could still create and control teleportation energies in the form of stepping discs. This allows her to absorb souls of others, either permanently or simply to store and transfer, to place and store the sword in absolute nothingness, and to retrieve it from whence it came with ease. Like Ileana Rasputin, the more Amanda used the Soul Sword, the more the mystical Eldritch Armor appeared on her body, in addition to demonic features such as horns and hooves. The armor deflects or limits attacks, both physical and magical. However, on Earth, Amanda's abilities are limited to a different capacity. She has since lost these abilities when Limbo was sealed to her and resumed her normal display of powers. So, fun facts. Amanda Sefton, and there's not a lot. Amanda Sefton appeared in the 2000 X-Men Evolution series. She is depicted as Nightcrawler's love interest, but she does not have most of the background as her comic counterpart. Her mother's name remains Margali, but the Seftons appear to be a normal family. She is portrayed as an American teenager of African and Romani descent, who accepts Kurt completely despite his mutation. In her first appearance, the episode Shadow Dance, Amanda asks Kurt to be her date for a school dance and tells him that she did have a crush on him for months but was too shy to tell him, and that her feelings remained even after she accidentally saw him turning off his image inducer. They started dating seriously, and after a time, the Toad, the Witch, and the Wardrobe episode, Amanda attempts to introduce Kurt as his true self to her parents. The intention is ruined by Toad, who steals Kurt's image inducer, demolishing the Sefton home and revealing Kurt's true appearance before Amanda can properly prepare her parents. That's a lot of alliteration in that. Even though Amanda's parents are understandably upset, Amanda shrugs off any discomforts which they might bring into her relationship with Kurt, and she continues to date him. Good job, Amanda Sefton. Good job. That is awesome. All right. So what do you think, guys? Like, what are your opinions? Let me give you my final thoughts. If you agree with them, great. If you don't, please let me know. So Day Tripper was like an amazing story, especially from a writer standpoint. Her power comes from the path of the Winding Way, which means that sometimes she's super powerful and other times she's not quite as powerful as you think. This makes it so easy to write for her because you can throw obstacles in her way and just blame it on the backstory. Like, you don't have to worry so much about continuity more so than the story itself. And to be fair, that can definitely be shown as lazy writing. Like, I'm not unaware of this. But it can also be shown as a great plot device to help a magical character get past their magical abilities, you know? Like, they can do something more than just be a magical character. They have to develop something else to them. So what does every heroic story need? Like, it needs a struggle for the protagonist, right? And what better way to have that struggle than to essentially build it from their origin story? Now, with that being said, what would I do with Amanda Sefton? Well, she's not completely reliable to have on the team and be able to depend on, right? She's, at best, She's an overpowered support character with her magical abilities, but at worst, she's an average support character, with sometimes maybe not even having support, or without even having magical abilities. Like, we have to remember her mom was taken prisoner because during her journey on the Winding Way, she was powerless. So, you know, like, she's not reliable in a team because you never know what power levels you're getting with her. You may need her for a mission, but she may be powerless because of her Winding Way. And it's not her fault. It's just how she's written. So that's what I'm saying. Like, she can actually be a writer's favorite character because you can throw her in anything and throw almost anything against her to have to overcome. So does she need to grow as a character? Like, sure, who doesn't? But with her Winding Way limitation, it's hard to be able to put her into a story that keep it long term. To me, she's good for one shots and let that be it. Like she could be Marvel's magical version of Oracle from DC Comics. She's got info, spell knowledge, and she can help once in a while, but she's not made to be a permanent fixture in anything because of that. Have her grow her knowledge and be one of the keepers of the Sanctum Sanctorum or something like that. You know, because to me, that's about all she's really good for. And it's not to say that it's a bad character. It's a really good character, but, you know, like, we have to be honest. Like, she just isn't made for... She isn't mysterious enough to be, like, you know, a private detective. Because she could be. Like that's a possibility. You know, like a private detective in the magical realm. Like a magical police officer, almost. That could maybe work. Because she'll have to be studying constantly. Like, she could almost be Marvel's version of John Constantine, right? Do you think that would work for her? Because, you know, there could be things, she could know things that could really make her overpowered when her powers are there. But then maybe she's thrown in a situation, she's investigating something where she doesn't have her powers for a while. And she's just got to come up. So maybe she needs to learn charms or something like that, that she would be able to use even if she's powerless because she has that capability. I don't know. It's interesting. Maybe we can discuss this further. I don't know. I probably won't because I'll probably forget about it. But luckily it's on here for the world to hear. If only they would. But I think that's going to do it for me. Like I said, I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. You can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. So b4itall@yahoo.com. You can hear me every Tuesday and Thursday on Outworld Fleet Radio. They're outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on Twitter, Instagram under Super Deep Dive. And you can catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. And like I say, comment, like, subscribe, share. Help me grow the community because I definitely want it to grow. I would love it for it to be a little bit more self-sustaining. And I like having the conversations there because other people can join in. You know, you can play off each other. We can build something that would be like an amazing story. So let's do that. But I think I'm going to head out from here. I hope everyone is blessed. I hope everyone's happy. I hope everyone is safe. And I hope everyone is smart. But if you're not smart, don't get caught. I will see you guys later. Take it easy. Bye-bye.